Band leader Perez Prado would prove to be the most influential Latin music performer on Sunny because of his wild and adventurous arrangements featuring lots of blaring brass out front nestled by the reed section. You can also say that the Perez Prado Band had an arrangement style similar to Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, but coming from the Latin music dimension. In the 1940s, Perez Prado recorded several avant-garde Afro-Cuban compositions, which immediately became an influence on Sonny's music throughout his career. An important note of this fact is the 1962 album The Invisible Shield. This particular recording session consists mainly of Sun Ra Afro-Cuban arrangements, which have yet to be heard. You can definitely hear the Perez Prado influence on Sonny's arrangement on the composition Mambo and Trumpet for the Red Saunders Orchestra from January 21st of 1953. This influence can also distinctly be heard on Sonny's composition Watusi. Now let's examine the Perez Prado Afro-Cuban influence on Sun Ra with the compositions Saca la Mano, Cuba Mambo, and Candela.